Eugene because of the KVAL not being on, and I know there was some lawsuit involved, or is it just a case of coming to agreement on rates? It's been a while since they've been off, and I just wondered what kind of time frame in the foreseeable future we might look to seeing them back on.
Well, we certainly, thank you for the question. It's a good one. We certainly would like to have the Fisher channels. It's not just Eugene, it's Portland, it's Seattle. We'd certainly like to have those channels back up. We've done, I think, contract negotiation with 1,400 different local channels. And all I can say is that the Fisher request that they have made for retransmission consent have been out of the norm of what we pay by a long, large margin and a very big increase from what we were paying before. And so it's not fair to all our partners and local partners to be paying somebody else an extreme amount of money just because they demand that amount of money. And so it's strictly a price issue where they've asked for a very large retransmission and some other things that they want in terms of monetary payment to them, which we just don't do for people, and it's not fair. And so we'd love to have the channel up, and we talk to them every week, but neither side has met with a deal we can live with. That's one of the reasons why if you saw the beginning of the show where I testified to Congress, that retransmission consent whole dispute thing needs to be fixed by Congress, because consumers shouldn't get caught in the middle. I mean, I won't speak for you, but for most consumers I talk to, you don't really care if we're right or Fisher is right. You just want your channel back.